At holiday times, and at other times, when prevented by the floods of the Tyne from getting across it to school, I was sure, with the most ardent glee, to make one of the number in the hunting parties which frequently took place at that time. Whether it might be for the chase of the fox or the hare, or in tracing the fumart in the snow, or hunting the badger at midnight. The pursuing, baiting, or killing these animals never at that time struck me as being cruel. The mind had not yet been impressed with the feelings of humanity. This, however, came upon me at last, and the first time I felt the change happened by my having, in hunting, caught the hare in my arms while surrounded by the dogs and the hunters. When the poor, terrified creature seemed to cry out so piteously like a child that I would have given anything to save its life. In this, however, I was prevented, for a farmer, well known to me, who stood close by, pressed upon me and desired I would give her to him, and from his being better able, as I thought, to save its life, I complied with his wishes. This was no sooner done than he proposed to those about him to have a bit more sport with her. And this was to be done by his first breaking one of its legs, and then setting the poor animal off a little in front of the dogs. I wandered off to a little distance, oppressed by my own feelings, and I couldn't join the crew again, but I learned with pleasure that their intended victim had made its escape. There were the diversions of the winter months, which I enjoyed the pleasure of in an extreme degree amidst the storm and the tempest. In that season, I was also sometimes better employed by my attentions being engaged in looking after a small flock of sheep on the fell, a part of which flock was my own. The extremity of the weather had taught them to seek a place of shelter, and this was under a steep but low brae, overhung with whins, under which, in such weather, I was almost sure to find them, all huddled together. To this place, through wreaths of snow, I early bent my way, with a bundle of hay on my back, and my pockets sometimes filled with oats, which I distributed amongst them. At that time of life, every season had its charms, and I recollect well of listening with delight from the little window at my bedhead, the murmuring or the roaring of the flooded bourn which passed my father's house. And sometimes I roused me from my bed to see what it was like. On such occasions, sometimes, I would have cut a shive from the black sewer rye loaf and gone to bed again to eat it. After this, my first and common employment was to muck the byre, and when the servant girl did not come soon enough, I frequently tried my hand at milking the cows, and I was always particularly keen of being there in the snowstorms. When this was the case, within the byre door I snugly watched the appearance of various boards which passed the little dean below, and which the severity of the weather drove from place to place in search of shelter. With the sight of my intimate acquaintances, the robins, the wrens, blackbirds, sparrows, and a solitary crow and some others, I was not much attracted, but always felt an extreme pleasure and curiosity in seeing the more rare visitants, such as the woodcock, the snipe, and other waders, with the redwings and fieldfares, making their appearance.